Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. And now, here are Bob and Richard.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. I'm Bob Dancer.
And I'm Richard Munchkin.
Today, our guest is LBA and Huntington Press publisher Anthony Curtis. We'll be talking about the 2020 version of the Member Rewards booklet, among many other topics. Anthony Curtis, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Happy New Year. Good to be here.
Happy New Year. Tell us about this Member Rewards.
About what's in it or what it is? I mean, most of your listeners probably...
Yeah, they know what it is. They want to know what's in it.
Everybody wants to know what's in it. I mean, leading up to... what people don't understand is that we make these deals right up to our press time. Our press time is typically... this year was the 19th of December. And it's funny, I read things, I see things on Twitter, and I see things at various online forums and things going, you know, it's all gamesmanship. They know exactly what they want. There's no way they could possibly, you know, no. You know that going into the last 2 days before it was due, we had 45 out of 126 offers were still not solidified. So, I mean, and you want to talk about sitting and biting your nails and knowing that, you know, you've got to be in within 2 days. And what if these don't come through? What if 45 of them don't come through? Now, what does the member rewards book look like? And how do you fill up that space? And there's no time to, you know, to make changes. And as we'll probably get into in this discussion, it was worse this year because of the reticence of a lot of the casinos to participate again this year as they get tighter and tighter and tighter. And we'll get to that. But as it turned out, like I said, we've got, haven't done all of the analysis of it yet, but we've got 126 offers in the book, which is a standard number that we always do. More than, I would say, about a third of them, 40 or so, are gambling coupons. And some new ones.
Mainly 2-for-1 match play.
Match
play.
First
card ace, that kind of thing.
Yep. No first card ace. Nobody wants to do first card ace anymore. We have the old favorites. We got a couple where your first blackjack is pays 2-to-1. That's good for a $25 bet. So you simply sit, that's at Golden Gate and at Silver Sevens. You simply sit down and you start playing blackjack at, I play the max, you know, you have 25 a hand, but you can play 5 if you want or 10. And when your first natural comes, they pay you 2-to-1. Like you'll never get any place else. And it's worth a couple percent. You know, that coupon alone is worth about 11, 12 bucks. We've got another one at the D that we've had for years. That
if you can play basic strategy, yes. Blackjack along the way.
Right. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to count cards or do anything crazy. All you do is play basic strategy or a reasonable facsimile thereof. And you're gonna lock in 10 to 12 bucks worth of EV. We've got the one everybody likes is money back on your first 22. So when you bust, same thing for a $25 bet, you play blackjack, you bust on 22 and you get a push. All you do is pull out the coupon and go, boom, here you go. And they push your money back at you.
Oh, so you can double on 12.
Yes. Yes, wow. You can. And it's both of these. The reason these are good and the reason the casinos continue to go for them is that the 21 coupon, the 21 offer takes roughly 21 hands, interestingly, to be used because that's the frequency of a natural, about 1 in 21. And the 22 takes about 19. So it's about 19.3 or 4 or something like that. So what you get is you get a customer who gets invested rather than a hit-and-run guy who runs up with a match play and says, okay, win or lose, I'm going to leave after this. That's not the way I used to play a match play, and probably you guys. You know, I would play a match play. I would get as few number of decks as I can, start at the top, play the match play. And if it's good, keep playing.
Yes.
Right? And if not, then you leave. But, you know, good by the count, I mean. But this one, now you're invested. You know, you're in for an average of 21 hands. And obviously with variance, you might be sitting there for 50 or 60 or 70 hands. And you get into the game. And it's kind of cool. The customers like it too, because it's a reason for them to sit and play and have fun. And that's a good one. We've got a lot of free play. We've got free play in bars. We've got free play in casinos. We have plenty of match play. We just got a new $50 match play today from the downtown. I mean, today, this year from the downtown Grand. Before that, the best match plays in the book were a $25 match play at Golden Gate, a $25 match play at the D, and another $25 match play at the Plaza. So you can go downtown and go to town with match play. And now we had a $50 match play at the downtown Grand.
Well, that actually, that, yeah, it's because you could play them all in one day, and so,
well, here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. You know, we got about 15,000 subscribers. I mean, why don't we have 315,000 subscribers? You know, what I just told you right there is more EV
than the cost of the
newsletter, which is $37 or $50 a year. So everybody on Earth should buy it. I mean, that was the idea. That was the premise of the whole thing. And those are like, what, seven offers out of 126, so there's 119 more. A lot of cool things in restaurants, new restaurants, four, five, six new restaurants. You know, and I get to do kind of fun things with this. The Plaza is trying real hard. The Plaza is competing down there. And, you know, at low stakes, they've got some really great video poker schedules. They kind of go up and down with them, but they've got some really good 99.9ers and, you know, I think one or two over 100% for quarters, maybe up to a dollar in a few areas. But what they're doing, you can correct me on that if I'm wrong. I think they do. But what they're trying to do is compete in other areas too. And their PR people called me and said, come down and check out our new happy hour. And I went and tried it, and it was good. It was a good happy hour, but it felt a little overpriced to me. Like, they got this really good big burger for $14. I'm like, that's not really a happy hour burger at $14, right? And they're charging $2 for oysters. And I go, well, most happy hours are a dollar. You know, so that's not so great, though they had some other things that really work, you know, good crab cake and all. So I contacted them. I said, look, why don't we get a discount on happy hour? Give us a coupon for a discount on happy hour so people can come in and try this. And they're like, okay, how about 20%? I'm like, but sold. We'll do that. All right. So, you know, you can go in there and you have a pretty nice happy hour for, you know, $30 or $40 and then take $6 to $8 off of that. And we get to do things like that to give people a good time. You know, maybe you're not a gambler, maybe you're not crazy about it, but you can certainly save some money with the things. I think we've got about close to 30 different buffets. Not the best ones in town. You know, the Bellagio's not going to give you anything. Cosmopolitan, although they did a couple years ago, they're not going to give you anything typically. But the Great Station casinos, buffets, the Plazas, the Boyds, you know, we've got all of those at 2-for-1s and 50% off. So it's really solid representative book. I would say, honestly, better than last year, because essentially we have everything we had last year plus some new things.
So why do you think it is that casinos are more reluctant to participate in this book than they were last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
Yeah, and first let me clarify that it wasn't everybody. You know, I mean, a lot of them that we work with go, you know, we're going to do this forever. And like some of them... You know, one or two of the companies that have a pretty good representation in the book that were waffling a little bit this year, I still said, it's fine. If you're not in it, you're not in it. It's still going to be a good book, you know, and I still like it. Because there are plenty of them out there that are going, you know, we're in. Because you put butts in the seats, right? You put butts in the seats, you bring people into our casino. And so it's not everybody. But this whole, you know, rip and tear gouging mentality is just leaking out everywhere. You know, it's the same thing that we see. Now, we've had resort fees for a long time, but we continue to see resort fees rising, you know.
The parking prices.
Paying for parking, you know. The other one, they're holding onto it tight, you know, like a dog with a bone. The only one that really gave it up was Wynn. And, you know, once people do something, they're willing to talk. And I've heard things that, you know, Wynn looked at their bottom line and said, baloney. You know, Dee Castleman, we were in a meeting the other day, and Dee Castleman, who's our senior editor here at Las Vegas Advisor, somebody brought up something about, you know, going to X restaurant or X, you know, Y buffet. And he goes, ain't going to work because of parking. You know, everybody's saying, I'm not going there because of parking. And for any of these casinos, you know, the Caesars and the MGMs to say that they're not feeling it, they're not telling the truth.
Well, I was just going to say, I saw an article a couple of weeks ago where somebody, one of the higher ups at Caesars, admitted, the headline of the article was basically they admitted that the resort fees and parking fees have hurt their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, you mean one of the higher ups as in the CEO. That was the CEO of Caesars Entertainment. Who said, we may have gotten to the point where we can't go any farther, I think was pretty closer to the thing, saying we may have pushed it as far as we can push it. right? But nothing, nobody did anything. The only ones that did something were, well, actually two. One was Wynn Resorts, which did for Wynn and Encore and took it out completely. First, they took it out for self-parking. Then they took it out for valet. So now you've got a really nice parking garage with lights to tell you where there's spaces and all that stuff for free. You know, so they did the investment, and the others don't want to do it because they made an investment in these garages, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to admit they're wrong, and they don't want to that investment to, you know, quote, go down the tubes. Wynn said, screw you, you know, we want the customers back. And I think it's strong. The other one was Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan relented slightly by saying that if you're staying at the casino, they're not going to charge you for parking. Oh, isn't that wonderful? But yeah. I mean, even the other, you know, even the
so
others,
you really care about the locals then, right?
Yeah. Like. But I mean, the others still charge you. Yeah, exactly. But the others still charge you even if you're a guest. Can you believe that? You're a guest in the hotel and they charge you parking. It's just nuts. You know, it's crazy. But I think that mentality is leaking out. And I'll tell you another thing. Well, one of the problems that we had was based on an analysis where they claimed to have tracked the play of our users, and they then put a comp cost against it. And they said, we're losing money on you. And I said, that's impossible. You cannot be losing money on us. I know, I've seen the surveys that we've done and the logistics we've done on our players. And these things tend, you know how surveys work. You know, they're true to X percentage. And our people are good gamblers. And that's why they go to casinos to play. They come out, they come to Vegas to play. They don't walk in and get a 2-for-1 buffet and run away. They sit down and they play. And I know that for a fact. I said, it can't be. The numbers you're giving me. I said, can I see the study? And they said, well, we'll give you the pertinent facts. They gave it to me. Oh my goodness. They did everything wrong. They were putting retail comp costs on it. I mean, not their internal costs where nobody would have even shown up and they wouldn't have any costs at all, right? They're putting the retail cost on it. They weren't tracking properly. They were not applying anything properly. What they said was a negative was a big positive for them. And I was able to take it to the top and show it to their CEO. And he's like, yeah, we're in, you know, sort of thing. So, you know, it's like I don't ever tell our customers, now, look, you know, make sure you gamble there. We're not going to do that. But, you know, nature takes its course and people go to play and it's all about Theo. And if they're playing a game, you know, they're not going to play like you guys play. They're going to play like tourists play for the most part, most of them. And math is going to work out and the casinos are going to get their end of it. And that's why they should be doing it.
There are lots and lots of local bars in town. Are any of them participating in your memory rewards?
Yeah, a few of them. And what they've all seemed to want to do. So this is good for people who like to play video poker and eat.
And right? Drink.
Yeah, but yeah, and drink for sure, obviously. But
anybody at this table fall in that category?
But what they're doing is like, all right, at a place called Goat. These are all places that we found that we like their food. They have really good bar food. You know, for instance, Goat. I just went there yesterday. It was their two-year anniversary. It used to be called Shifty's. It's over on the corner of Sahara and Valley View on the west side. And they have a really good kitchen. And they do a tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich like you won't get anywhere else, right? And they do a Korean version of chicken wings that you just won't find anywhere else except some of the Korean joints. And they're all doing a play, and it's that's based off of the old Crown and Anchor, where you play $20 and then you get a free lunch. That's what they used to do at the Crown and Anchor. They don't do that anymore. But they're doing the same thing. Play $20 and get a menu item, whatever you want. They're doing that at Jackson's, which has fantastic steaks and prime rib. Jackson's is on Spring Mountain Road. They're doing that at...
They have another Jackson's on Eastern.
Not the same.
Not the same Jackson.
No, this is only this one here. But what they're doing, what we're doing at Sporting Life, which is also... They're all on the west side, Richard. I know. They're all on the west side because that's where we spend most of our time. So you got to come west. But they have, I wouldn't call it gourmet food, but really high-level food, not bar food. And what they're all doing now, because they got a lot of hit-and-runners that put in 20 and then hardly would even play through the 20. So it's double it or lose it. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. Double it or lose it. Turn your 20 into 40 and you're there, and or lose your entire 20 and you're there. And they will pay you. Now, if you get stuck in the middle, which could happen when you're playing quarters, you could get stuck in the middle for a long time. And then it's at the bartender's discretion. If you just say, hey, man, I can't lose it. I keep trying, you know. But it's good. And I mean, you know, we've worked
sounds
it out.
Like, I mean, they must have these places on the east side of town. You just need a scout. Someone
well,
to go
after
out there.
They move the offices at LVA, then they'll move it to the east side.
Well, here's what happens with that. The way these deals get done with the casinos is one thing. That's getting on the phone and talking to people. And it, believe me, it's miserable. It's a miserable month and a half of doing this and you know, arguing and cajoling and begging and pleading and, you know, finding the right balance between these things to make it happen. In the bars, it's really more about relationships. And it's like the people you know, the owner, whatever. And I happen, you know, the office is on the west side and my house is on the west side. So between the office and my house, if I'm going to stop somewhere, it's going to be most of the time on the west side. And that's how these arrangements get made. Now,
oh, I didn't mean about getting the coupon. I meant finding the bars that have these offers already.
Well, most of these offers are negotiated by us or recommended by us.
Oh, these are not things that are just out there for anybody who happens. Okay, no. I misunderstood.
No, you can't do this without the member rewards coupon.
Okay.
So these are things that we put into the book where we go to them and say, how about this idea? And they either, you know, yay or nay it, or they come back with some spin on it. Now, if you're talking about, you know, deals that are out there for play and free play and things like that, yes, they're all over the place. And there's places on the east side and the west. And we're actually hoping this year, 2020, we got a lot of plans for 2020 for the website. And we're hoping to have a page that lists those. So anybody that comes in that likes to be a low roller and go from place to place and the deals range, you know, for right now, I could tell you a place that, well, I will tell you a place, you know, the Crown and Anchors on both sides of town, play 20, get 20. Play 200, get 20, which is mildly positive, even with their crummy schedule. 6-5 bonus poker is the best game. It's about a $8-9 positive play if you're perfect, if you're a computer, you know, but they're fun to play. Right. And they go all the way from, you know, that to play 20, get 20 on Sundays at a place called Home Plate. And so we've got a deal at Home Plate because that's a place that I like to go to and play this. And I got to know the people who run it and everything else. So our deal isn't a gambling deal there. Go there on a Sunday, play 20, get 20, and then get 2-1 hamburger or Philly steak. That's the deal we made with them there. So there's a lot of fun things in the member rewards. And, you know, we have not raised the price since 1992. And everybody says, why do you do that? Why don't you do that? I go, it's kind of hard when you do a periodical that yells at everybody when they raise prices and then raise the price. I've really painted ourselves into a corner with that one. See,
you've actually lowered the price. It used to be, I mean, when you get it online, it is a discount over the hard copy.
Yeah, $37. So we're going to do something new. We have time to talk about that?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
All right. The deal is all but inked. And this is going to be, some people are going to shrug and go so. And some people who really are into dining out are going to go, holy crap, this is really good. A group came along called the Original Cocktail Club. Is that what they're called? Yeah, Original Cocktail Club is what they're called. And they made deals with about 40 or 50 different restaurants in town. I'd say about maybe 20% in the casinos and maybe 80% outside of the casinos. But the good ones outside of the casinos, like Andiron and Honey Salt and things like that, that if you buy an entree, all of your alcohol is half price. So, you know, we're talking about $13, $14 cocktails. We're talking about, you know, expensive glasses of wine. I haven't seen all the rules yet. I don't know if that applies to bottles, but it certainly applies to glasses of wine that you can buy for $14, $16 a piece. You know, and a person who has a couple, 2-3 cocktails, they're talking $20, $25 in saving, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, by doing this. So they came to us because that was their idea, that was their model, and they weren't getting the traction they wanted. And they said, how about if we sort of partnered up? And so we've got the LVA bonuses, and we have this for this other sector of the market. And we negotiated it and came to a really good arrangement with us to a point where we're not even going to raise the price on it. So anybody who now, as soon as, you know, probably starting in about mid-January, anybody who signs up for LVA is also going to become a member of this thing for the exact same price. And vice versa. They're going to have a big website. Anybody who signs up for the Original Cocktail Club over there for the same price, $50 a year or $37, I think, is going to get an LVA membership. So it's a lot of value added, man, especially for locals.
If you like to go out and eat and drink, it's...
Look, anybody who does this weekly restaurant thing. Like there's, I know families that once a week they go out and eat at a nice restaurant, and there's a really big selection here. And you're going to save, you know, anywhere from $15 to $30, depending on what your preferences are every time you do it. That's a pretty big extra added on. So, you know, we're looking at that.
And you can go back to the same place again and again and do it if you have a favorite.
Yep. And it's not, that's the difference with LVA. With our stuff, you can do it once and then you've, extinguished your coupon. And that's the whole idea. They don't want to do it every time because then they'd be giving up too much. There, you can do it every time. Every time you go, because I think they have a card or something like that.
Well, yeah. The markup on the alcohol is, they can afford to give you that every time.
But what do you do when you go out? You want to have fun, right? Yeah. And you pay that markup and you've decided you can. Now you're going to get that at half price.
Yeah.
For doing what you've already been doing with us for all these years.
Well, that brings us kind of naturally into the new Eating Las Vegas 2020, which is a book I look forward to every year, actually, because I love this book. What's new? This is just back from the printer. What's new in there this year?
Well, we're taping this a little bit ahead of the air date, and it actually did. We're in December right now, and it just came off the truck today. You know, it just came off. So it's brand new for 2020, and it is about as completely new as can be. In 2019, we weren't sure we were going to do a book, and 2019 was quite similar to 2018, and we took some heat on that, which we shouldn't have, because we made it very clear. We made it clear in the book, we made it clear in all our promotion that 2019 was going to be a lot of updates and some key changes, but a lot of it was going to be same as 2018. So rather than reprints when we ran out of 2018s, we did a new edition for 2019. 2020, the one that we have now and we're talking about, is completely new.
Restaurants come and go so quickly here in Vegas.
And they change. And they change chefs. And they change ownership. And, you know, things like that. I think there's...
And you change authors of the book, which is a big reason.
Well, we kind of did. John Curtis is the lone author now. And I mean, this book was done by three critics, the three top critics in Vegas. And one of them was injured. It was, pretty well known. This was about 5 or 6 years ago. One of them was injured severely was hit by a truck crossing the street. That was Max Jacobson. And Max was no longer capable of doing it. He was damaged to the point where he really could not participate anymore. Al Mancini was the third, and Al Mancini was the guy who birthed this book for sure. It was his idea. And Al just didn't feel that his idea was the same without having the three battling critics. So Al dropped out, and it was just John Curtis. John, we thought we'd try to keep it together, and we got a couple of other authors. And they were good. They're good at their craft, but it wasn't the same combativeness. So for the last two or three, it's been John Curtis alone. And all due respect to all the other authors, I feel John Curtis is maybe the best food writer I've ever read. I have to write food. I write food because of the LVA and because of blogs we do on the website and everything else. Writing food is harder than writing gambling how-to. I mean, it's really, really difficult, because how many ways can you say that baked potato was good?
Right.
It was firm. It cut well. It was, what can you say? John, I don't know where it comes from, but this thing's fun to read. It's just fun. It's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
There's some nasty.
And people who read this, if you haven't read it, like, you are going to have definite disagreements with some of his takes.
Yeah.
There are places that he hates that I like. And
I agree. Well, he has his bottom 10. The funniest part of this book is the bottom 10.
Right.
And it happens on the bottom 10 are about 7 restaurants that I regularly go to. places like Batista, Golden Steer,
The Italian-American Club.
Italian-American
which
Club.
I love.
I think it's fantastic. But, he'll say things like, it's pretty well known that the quality of the food is inversely proportional to the number of Frank Sinatra pictures on the wall. And there are a lot of pictures of Frank Sinatra on these walls. Stuff like that. Giada is in his bottom 10. Oh. And he goes, if she's a chef, I'm an astronaut. stuff like that. John is very, very opinionated.
Yeah,
at Cromwell. And I like Giada. I just went there. I'm going to write it up in this issue of LVA. I did their brunch. I thought it was terrific overlooking the thing. But John is very opinionated.
I think you have to be a food critic. Or any kind of critic, actually. Yeah, I think you have to be.
I'll just say this. It's worth buying this book if only to read in the bottom 10 the SW Steakhouse write-up. All right? I'm not going to give it away because it's because it's something I can't say on the radio or whatever. But just, it's worth the price
SW,
of the book.
SW, is it Wynn?
SW, yeah, SW Steakhouse. He takes a shot at Steve Wynn, and that is funny. So anyway, I've always enjoyed this book. I've always felt this book hasn't gotten its true due. It's better than any food book I ever read when the Michelin Guide was here and when Zagat was here. This goes more into it. It talks all about Chinatown. He's into it. He's into Chinatown, the steakhouses, and French food, French cuisine. And there are special sections on all of those. And, anybody who's coming here, and then we handle the back of the book. We make sure the back of the book has all the good specials from Ellis Island and, whatever we found, the good breakfast places, all that kind of thing. It's indispensable. Now, if you've got the ones prior, those are still good. You don't need to buy this book necessarily, but there's a lot of new stuff in this book.
Very good. We are going to take a brief break for commercials, and then we'll be back with Anthony Curtis. The South Point has more than 10,000 games, returning more than 99%. This is more games of this nature than anyone else has. Beginning January 6th, they will have the $500,000 spin to win. Every Monday through Thursday, earn up to 4 spins by playing $500 at slots or $2,000 at video poker per spin. In past years, the average spin was about $12, which means video poker players have a 0.6% boost, effectively meaning triple points, for the first $8,000 they play 4 days a week for 4 weeks. January 20th, Martin Luther King Day, they will have a $32,000 hot seat promotion between 8 a.m. and midnight. Every 3 minutes, one person playing with their card inserted receives $100 in free play. In 2 weeks, we're starting the next semester of free video poker classes, Tuesday, January 14th. First game, Jacks or Better. Everyone at least 21 years of age is eligible. At predicted.org, there's a market where you can play small bets on the occurrence of various political events, mostly but not entirely in the United States. There are a number of different bets on whether Trump will be impeached within various time periods. Well, those bets have been decided. Whether or not he will be removed, you can still bet on that. You'll get really great odds if you think he's going to be removed. Who the Democratic nomination will be and who's going to win. Gambling with an Edge listeners receive a one-time offer of a deposit match up to $20 at predicted.org/promo/edge. You must play the money through once and cannot withdraw for 30 days. BlackjackApprenticeship.com, excellent site for those who wish to be successful at counting cards at blackjack. We're going to give a longer blurb on this site next week. We highly recommend BlackjackApprenticeship.com. At videopoker.com, it's the best place to play lots of games. If you sign up for the Gold membership, $8.95 a month or $79.95 a year, this allows you to get correction on most of the game. The game of the week is Wheel Poker with Quick Quads. 7 coins per line, which is one extra for the wheel and one extra for Quick Quads. The wheel averages 157.5 coins, and you get it for every quad and every quick quad. I'll be teaching the double-double bonus version of this game, which is worth 99.8%, on January 28th during the free classes. All right, we're back with Anthony Curtis. A couple weeks ago, Jean Scott announced she was leaving town because the opportunities in Vegas aren't worth it anymore. What do you know about that?
Well, I know a lot about it because, I've been affiliated with Gene Scott for even longer than I've been affiliated with you, and you and I go way back.
I've been affiliated with Gene Scott even longer than I've been affiliated with you, too.
Is that so? Oh, that's news. But Gene actually was a LVA member years and years ago in the 80s. Yes, the LVA goes back into the 80s, believe it or not.
Oh, that was before I met him.
Or at least for the very early 90s. And as far as that, I was doing Las Vegas Advisor when I was still playing. I was playing with the teams and and very active until the early 90s. And that's when I kind of got really well known because of winning a lot of tournaments, and things got tougher and tougher. And that's when I turned my attention to the publishing full time and gambling less so after about a decade and a half. But that's about when we started to get serious with LVA and other publishing ventures. And Jean Scott showed up with her epic 50 days in Las Vegas, 49 free. 50 nights, 49 free. And, you know, she wrote to me. She and I would correspond a little bit. And she said, I'm coming into town. We're spending 50 nights straight, and 49 of them are comped. And we wrote it in LVA, and she began to get, you know, her notoriety through that, because people love that, because everybody wants a comp, right? And everybody wants a room comp, or everybody wants RFB, you know, room, food, beverage, or anything close to that. So if anybody can ever bag a room comp, that's really exciting. And she was able to do it at that time. She was just a quarter video poker player, you know, she'd rarely venture into dollar land. And one thing led to the next, and before we know it, she writes for us, The Frugal Gambler. And it just struck a nerve with everybody, because here's this little old lady, you know, if you're thinking about a gambler, you're going to think about the guy smoking the stogie and, you know, the old days, or you're going to think about the Bob Dancers and Richard Munchkins, you know, the new breed that came up and, you know, we're...
How many stogies do you smoke, Richard?
No, I said or, you know, you think of the new breed, the analytical breed, you know, who's going to come and tear the games apart mathematically, and you're going to play them optimally. Well, here's a 61-year-old school teacher from Indiana who is doing just that, you know, at lower levels and really working the system as well as it could be worked. She did more of that than actual play. It's just the way she worked the system. And one thing led to another, and 48 hours contacts us and says, we want to do a story on this school teacher who plays video poker. And we're like, great, let's do that. That's fantastic. You know, we set it up. She did it. They followed her around. And she had a drawing at the Stardust, and the cameras were rolling, and it was live and on the square, and they picked her name, man. And the drawing was for a new car. And the whole world on 48 hours saw Jean Scott win a new car. And the next week, our book, The Frugal Gambler, went to number two on Amazon. Number two of all books. I'm not saying number two of gambling books. I'm not saying number two on Kindle or whatever. There was no Kindle then. Number two behind every single book in the world except one of the Harry Potters.
And it's pretty amazing.
Stayed there for 3 days, and hence, you know, her legend was born. You know, so she's always been, you know, she's been a part of our organization, just like you guys are. You know, we're doing this podcast right now in our, you know, Huntington Press office, and you know, we've all had a long relationship. Same thing with Jean Scott. So when she was starting to decide that maybe she'd had enough, you know, she gave me a lot of heads up. She does a blog for us on the website, which she's going to discontinue doing. And I knew it was coming. And I was surprised that the way she announced it to the world, saying, I'm just fed up with Vegas. And I think there's more to it than that. You know, I think that she's gotten to a point, she's in her 80s now. And, you know, it's a lot of work to go out there and do the things that she did. And she's got a great family that she's just crazy about. And I think she wanted to be by her family. But I think that absolutely, going back to the top of this podcast where I said how much more difficult it's getting to work with the casinos, I think that that's another example of it. The casinos tightening up on everything and not wanting to give a dime away. And she got tired of working hard for less, basically, is I think what it boiled down to.
Well, that part is true. It's also harder in video poker to keep your welcome. And casinos are quicker to no-mail you. They have a variety of ways to restrict you. Some of those restrictions are fatal, but many aren't. Many no-mail you, meaning you can still come in and play, but we're not going to send you a mailer for $20 a week or $50 a week or whatever it was that you played for. So it makes it much tougher without that guarantee coming in.
Yeah, there's less low-hanging fruit. And, you know,
exactly.
And I think at all levels, and you can attest to the higher levels. I can certainly attest to the lower levels, you know. I mean, because that's where I spend a lot of my time looking for things and all of that. And it's not as good as it used to be, but I think it runs all the way up the chain, right? I would think so. And in terms of your opportunities as well, even at the high end, I know you still find them, right? It's not like they're not out there, but they're tougher to find, I would think.
There are. They are out there. And in Vegas itself, I'm have to go out some of the lower levels. So I am playing for dollars now in a few places where I would not have done that 5 or 10 years ago.
I think what a lot of people don't understand, and this was one thing that Jean Scott was really good at. I mean, she was extremely detail-oriented. And she had all of these opportunities. She had like calendars and notebooks and things like that, saying what the opportunities were on any given day of the week. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is there's not always that banger shot to go out and, you know, you're going to be playing with, you know, professional level opportunities here. And what you do is you look at the EV comparisons. Which one of these different things that are happening today or this week is going to yield the most to me? And then you take it to the next step. How much work will it take? So if these two things yield closely the same, one just slightly more than the other, but takes twice as much work, you go to number two, right?
Yes.
And, you know, and that's the way you play it. Jean Scott was as good at doing that as anybody I've ever seen. She lived to make the right choice. And, you know, I think she said those opportunities are drying up. You know, they just weren't as many good things to compare anymore.
That's right. When you stayed in hotel rooms, they used to always have nice amenities to go with it. And now there's a resort fee. And
they charge you for the K-cups and the coffee. And they, you know, it's unbelievable what they're charging you for in the hotels.
Well, don't anybody dare ever go into the mini fridge.
Yeah.
Do not try it. Do not. I mean, that is as deadly as it gets. Do not eat that cookie. Do not drink that water. I'm telling you.
No. Okay. So what's coming up publishing-wise at LVA?
Yeah, I keep hearing that Blair Rothman is writing a sports book. Is that anywhere in the near future?
Yeah, that's an inside joke in the publishing house. It's like, when's Blair's book coming out? This is on me. I mean, this one really is on me. Blair's already turned in a really great manuscript. It's a really good sports betting book. It's not the only one. We got another book that's going to come out before his. And I think we're going to change it because the working title is clever, but it's just too clever. It's called Fading and Abetting. You know, I mean, these are some gambling terms tied up in there. But this is a good book. And I'll get to Blair's in a minute. And, you know, it's almost the cart before the horse because this one's more of a technique. Blair's is more of a how to do it. You know, like, which we think is going to be a huge seller for us because all these new jurisdictions opening up, people are going to want to try this. And Blair's book's going to tell them how to do it, how to place a bet, how to go to the window. You know, what are the rules? When do you cash? You know, how long before your ticket expires? All that stuff. But it's not going to be just dry because, you know, you guys know Blair Rodman. He's got a World Series of Poker gold bracelet. You know, he played on a professional sports betting team for 3 or 4 years, the same team that was our blackjack team. Splintered off and started a sports team. This was Alan Brown was behind it. They had fabulous programmers, same kind of guys, some of the guys that have worked for Billy Walters subsequently and before. They were as competitive as anybody in the world. Blair knows a lot about sports betting and technique and such, but his is more of a beginner's book along the lines of what he did before with Kill Phil. Like I said, Blair won a gold bracelet in a almost $1 million. There's a $900,000 win in a poker tournament, or excuse me, 700 and some thousand in a poker tournament. So he certainly knows how to play poker tournaments at the highest level, but he wrote Kill Phil, which is a beginner's guide to playing. So that's what Blair's good at. He's good at writing, you know, beginner's type stuff and infusing that with a lot of really good advice at how a beginner can cut the edge or get the edge, you know, even as you can. Sports betting is a beatable game. So he's going to have that. The other book, you know, Fading and Abetting, is going to be much more technique in terms of actual strategies and things.
Who's writing that one?
You're going to ask that. We haven't come up with the proper name yet. You don't want to use his real name. We haven't come up with the proper name. He's not necessarily a known guy, but when we got the book, I looked it over. I gave it to Frank B. We passed it around some of our guys, and everybody was like, this is a good book. And we got to, you know, I got to know the guy, and he was just running in different circles. He's doing the same thing that we're all doing, but he's just doing it in different circles. So he wasn't known, but he will be known. This is a really, really good book. So that one, I'll do his, and they need, I say these are on me because they need my final edit. You know, anytime we do a book, I edited all of your guys' books, you know, yours too. Uh-huh.
And we all complained about how long it would take.
I know. And this one's taken even longer. And this one's because of just the way everything fell with Mattress Mac situation that I've been on a couple times talking about it. Took up a whole month and a half, and then it was the end of the year with the member rewards. And I just cannot wait to be done with this. I've got one more issue of the LVA for 2020, well, which will be the January issue, and then I am going to dive into these books. And I just can't wait because I've already seen them, and they're fun, and they're good. And I have ideas of how I want to add to it, you know, to make them better. And then we got a few more in the works too, but they're just a little further down the line. But those are going to be the first two sports betting books that we're going to bring out. And I'm going to
Shackelford's Gambling 102 had a sports betting section revised.
So much better. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, Shackelford's Gambling 102, I think I said it on this before on this podcast, but it's a completely brand new book. And I know that he was on last week or the week before, and he explained all of that. But this is a completely new book with new games. And one of the things he did is he took his sports betting section, which was pretty weak. It wasn't much in the first section because he wasn't really into sports betting back then. It wasn't weak. Nothing he does is weak, but it was comparatively weak to his other things. And this one's really interesting. So we've got that, and that's available right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're also doing Olaf Ventura, a guy who wrote
KO
Knockout Blackjack, did a book years ago for a company that's no longer publishing, and we acquired the rights. It's called Smart Casino Gambling. And we are going to redo that book as well. And it's been updated from what it was. And he did the same thing because of sports. He absolutely, completely redid the sports section. So there's going to be a lot of good information there. Now, I can't say anymore that we're the only ones that have good sports betting books because, you know, they're starting to come out. You know, Sports Betting Logic, you know, very good book, obviously, that just came out. And I think there's a few others that are on the way as well. But these books are going to be right up there with them.
That was Ed Miller's book.
Ed Miller, yeah. Thanks. I knew it was Ed Miller, and I could not get it out. I could not get it out of my tongue. But thank you. Yes, and I'm a big Ed Miller fan. I think he's outstanding. And his book is good. These books are going to be good too. And maybe a little bit more, maybe a little easier to digest. You know, I mean,
you mentioned Mattress Mac. You and Frank B. Those two episodes have been among the favorite ones on our show with more downloads because people are really interested in that Mattress Mac. Now, that was a couple months ago when you talked about it. Has anything happened after that you can mention?
Interestingly, as soon as it was over, the hype was over. You know, it's like I've done a few things. I've been contacted by a few places to talk about it. I recently did I talked about it at VSiN with a little bit of a recap. There's still some, we still are kind of bound contractually not to give out all the numbers. You know, mm-hmm. Like the same thing I said on yours, can't give out all the numbers, but I'm not sure how much we were able to say back when we were on the show, but one interesting number that we can put out is that we actually bet for him $24.5 million. Is how much we actually ended up getting down for him. I don't know if we were divulging that at the time, at the last show. But to me, that's the most fascinating number because getting that kind of money down is extremely difficult. And we look back on it now and we go, holy mackerel. You know, I can say that there were some very eye-opening things in terms of, you know, who would take a bet and who wouldn't. I'm happy to say right now, CG Technology is not an advertiser here, are they?
No,
and they're gone, right?
Yeah. CG Technology has been eaten up by, you know, swallowed up by, William Hill.
Yeah.
William Hill just made a deal to take them over. And they were the polar opposites. William Hill was great. They took a couple of million-dollar wagers from us. One of them was a famous one where Mac flew in on his plane, parked on the tarmac at McCarran, never got off the plane, was met by their representatives who loaded the app up for him. He was within the borders of Nevada, and he made a $1 million wager and flew away. And that was before I'd even met him. And I was like, can I come out and meet you? He's like, nope, got to go. You know, but William Hill was great. CG Technology, oh my God. What a bunch of turds. I'm sorry, but I mean, what a bunch of turds. And I mean, it even got to the point, you know, I told this story on VSiN, I'll tell it here as well. on the last day, on game seven, we were running around just trying to pick up scraps. You know, we had the hedge in place. The hedge was just about perfect. And yeah, here's something we've never said before is that we, I think we did say that it didn't matter who won. We had him where he wanted to be. He was hedged properly for the liability he had. And it was slightly...
It mattered a lot to him who won.
It mattered a lot to him because he loves the Astros so much and he wanted the Astros so badly. And but as it turned out, if you really look at the bottom lines, it was slightly better. And I don't mean by a few hundred, by slightly better. When you're talking about this guy, you're talking about hundreds of thousands. You know, that's what's funny about it. You know, we talk about slightly better. He saved a few hundred thousand by the Nationals winning. But he would have traded that in an instant to have his team win. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we were running around the last day trying to get down as much as we could on the Astros to try to get a little closer to perfect, right? And I had a duffel bag with $150,000 in it. And I went and met Frank at the at noon at Crown and Anchor because I wanted to get my $20 free play. And I had $150,000 sitting next to me, right, while I'm playing for $20 in free play. And then I ran over to, and Bob's sitting here shaking his head at me. And,
I have gone, it's amazing, you know, I'll win or lose however many big thousands of dollars and then stop at the market on the way home and buy this kind of apples because it was 20 cents a pound cheaper than those kind of apples.
Hey, in a way, it's a disease. I call it a disease, and in a way, it's a way of life. You know, I mean, Frank B., for years and years and years, his motto was, cash all coupons. You know, and it was like, no matter how good or bad you're running, cash all coupons, right? So it's that kind of mentality. And we said on the show, we met at Crown and Anchor. That was our meeting place and we would talk. So anyway, he goes, all right, you go to the Crown. You go to Palms and see what you can get down at the window. And he said, I'll take care of these two other places. So I go and I walk up to the window at CG and I look up at the thing and it's -134 for the game seven. Astros -134. And a writer says, what do you want to bet? And I said, well, how much will you take? He goes, what do you want to bet? I said, can I bet $134,000 to win 100? He goes, well, I got to call that in. I'm going to need ID. And the other writer goes, Anthony Curtis. Right? He just looks at her. He goes, Anthony Curtis. And he goes, all right. I said, you guys know what's going on here. Yeah. He calls, whatever. He gets off the phone, shaking his head. He goes, no bet. I go, okay, fine, no bet. I go, you know, what's the window limit? He goes, no bet at all. He goes, you won't take a window bet. You won't take your regular limit at the window. You won't take 13,400 to win 10,000. You won't take, you know, 7,200 to win 5,000. You won't take that. He's like, no. And I said, and they're both of them got their heads down. I mean, they were hangdogging, man. I gave them the famous line. I says, dressmakers, not bookmakers, man, dressmakers. And I said, where'd it come from? I go, it come from the top. I won't mention the name. I know the guy. I've been on the phone with him. They go, yeah, it came from the top. I called him right there. I get a voicemail. I'm right in front of him. I'm MFing this guy right and left. You bunch of, you know, are you kidding me? Right? And I got a voicemail, right? And I said to the guys, look, sorry. They're like, no, we're sorry. You know, I go out. I'm in the parking lot of the Palms. My phone rings. It's him. I give him credit for that. He calls me back. He goes, listen, we know who you're betting for. And he goes, we don't take agent bets. And I said, this is not an agent bet or messenger bet. I said, part of this money is mine. I said, I can show you contracts that show you we are a part of this. This is part of our remuneration in this. We are a part of this whole thing. So I'm betting it. I can combine funds. I can put funds together. I said, this is a negotiable instrument. It's cash. And I said, he says, I know the rules. He goes, yeah, I know you know the rules. He goes, you don't know our rules. I go, oh, you guys who are the only sports books in Nevada to take bets from the entities. The entities, they were the only sports book that took entity wagers. Almost every entity that was out there at that time absconded with all the money. Yeah. And you took those wagers and you're going to tell me, knowing who I am and knowing what I'm doing and knowing my reputation, you're not going to take a bet from me. And I'm yelling at him in the middle of the Palms, right? Holding $150,000. And I look and this guy in a hood's walking toward me. I'm like, oh boy, you know, this is just not good. And the guy walked right by me, went to his car. But you know, anyway, it was that kind of stuff going on at the end. And we got we got into a few skirmishes with the sports books there. So I thought it was just really weak. And to see CG technology exit the scene, you know, I didn't shed a tear about that one.
Well, that was a fun ending. Thank you very much, Anthony. That was cool. So at the end of our show, we have a recommended. I recommend I come up with one next week because I don't have one for this week. Richard, do you have a recommended?
Yeah, my recommendation this week is a documentary on Netflix called Dealt, as in Dealt the Cards. And it's a documentary about a guy who is a card magician. His name is Richard Turner. And he's an amazing card magician.
Mechanic,
Well, yeah. He, but what's really interesting about the guy is he's blind. And, you know, if I didn't tell you that going in, it would take you a while before you realize the guy was blind. And it just makes the stuff he's doing with cards all the more amazing.
I saw him on the Penn and Teller. I think it was a Penn and Teller show.
Yeah, he was on there. Fool us. Yeah,
he was unbelievable.
Yeah. It's anyway, so I highly recommend this documentary. It's called Dealt, and it's on Netflix.
And is he appearing in Vegas anywhere?
Not that I know of. I don't know.
I got a quickie recommendation.
Sure.
All right. It goes back to the member rewards book, and one of the crazy ones we have in there is a 2-for-1 entree in the Treasures Steakhouse. Treasures is a gentleman's club, topless club. In Vegas, just east of it's near a Palace Station, but just east of the freeway. And we went back to them to see that we did it last year for the first time. We went back to them to see if they wanted to do it. And the guy goes, "We'll do it again," but he goes, "Everybody comes in here and buys lobster and gets two lobsters for nothing." So he goes, "Lobsters are $70, so we want to put a limit of 60." I go, "Okay, so you can go in and get a $60 steak and a free $60 steak with it." He goes, "Yeah, no problem." So that's my recommendation. I'm going to do it.
Wow. So it's a $60 steak in a gentleman's club?
Yeah. Well, Treasures is known for their steakhouse. They have a, you know, a 4-star whatever steakhouse that is considered one of the top ones in Vegas. And they also have big, giant, like, double lobster tails. So you can get the double lobster tails and pay for it and then get a steak to go with it, a $60 steak to go with it.
Does remind me of that old Johnny Carson joke about scene one, scene them both. So thank you, Anthony Curtis. Thank you, Richard. Go out and hit a royal flush, everybody. Good day.